Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, March 5th. Currently with fair skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 66%. The wind speed is north at 13 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.14. The dew point is 20 degrees, and the current wind chill is 20 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The city of Abilene is once again in the running for a very special designation. Roxanne Stewart has more.
Abilene has appeared frequently in the top 10 choices for USA Today's Reader's Choice poll for the best historic small town, with attractions like the Eisenhower Presidential Library, Museum, and Boyhood Home, among others. Abilene placed close to the top in 2022 and 23, and this year it's hoped the Queen of Cowtowns will take its rightful place as the best historic small town in America. Voting is now open and runs through April 1st at 10best.usatoday.com. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Gas prices have been inching up for the past 3 weeks, and the upward trend will continue. Sean Stewart with AAA Kansas told the Hutchinson Post that the state average has gone up 5 cents over the past week. The national average is up 7 cents. The summer blend costs more to refine than the winter blend, but for now, prices are still under $3 per gallon across Kansas. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Whether taking on large commercial landscapes or your own backyard, let Steele help with your pursuit of the perfect cut. Introducing Steele zero-turn mowers for homeowners and pros. With a wide range of features and options, like our advanced four-wheel suspension system and 0% financing available, it's time to let the pursuit begin. Real Steele. Find yours at steeleusa.com/zero-turn. Available at select dealers. Financing available on qualifying purchases and subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The state of Kansas ended February 2024 with total tax collections at $521.4 million. And that's $33.1 million below the estimate, with total tax collections down 5.2% from February of 2023. Governor Kelly said falling short of estimates for the fourth consecutive month reiterates that Kansas must pass a tax cut plan that is sustainable and fiscally responsible. And that's why she's proposed a bipartisan tax cut package that would benefit all Kansans without jeopardizing the long-term economic growth or ability to continue fully funding essential services. Individual income tax collections were $173.6 million, $46.4 million below the estimate, and down 17.9% from February 2023. Corporate income tax collections were $21.1 million. That was $5.1 million above the estimate and up 37.5% from February of last year. Combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $252.6 million, which is $10.4 million below the estimate and down $15.4 million or 5.7% from February 2023. The Kansas Department of Transportation is looking for ways to replace the statewide gas tax with a program that could put up to $100 in the pockets of Kansas drivers. Each time you go to the gas pump, a portion of what you pay goes towards maintaining the roads and bridges in Kansas, but as Kansans drive more fuel-efficient cars, fewer people are paying at the pump. And because of this, the Kansas Department of Transportation is exploring what is being called a road usage charge, or RUC, for drivers. This program would charge drivers by the miles they drive instead of paying at the pump, and this could replace gas taxes as a new way of funding. Most states already use a road usage charge or on the East and West Coasts, and the Kansas Department of Transportation is leading this federally funded Midwest RUC study in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Transportation. Kansas is looking for people to participate in a three-month test drive of a real RUC experience, which is expected to start in the spring of 2024. And the Kansas Department of Transportation is paying drivers up to $100 for their feedback to help better understand funding for roads in the future. For more information, you can visit ike.ksdot.gov/ruc-study. The American Red Cross, serving Kansas and Oklahoma, is kicking off its annual Red Cross Month celebration in March to honor local community heroes who help ensure their neighbors never face crisis alone. Red Cross Month is a national tradition that began in March 1943 when President Franklin D. Roosevelt issued the first Red Cross Month proclamation, and each U.S. president has followed ever since. You can join the Red Cross Month celebration by visiting redcross.org to make a financial donation, give blood or platelets, become a volunteer, or take a life-saving skills course. As we approach the final weeks of winter, the public is urged to book a time to donate blood or platelets now as they continue to strengthen the blood supply heading into spring. And as a thank you for providing comfort during Red Cross Month, all who give blood or platelets March 1st through the 24th will get a $10 e-gift card to a pet supply merchant of choice, plus automatically be entered for a chance to win a $3,000 gift card, and there will be five winners. You can visit rcblood.org/pets for details. Help can't wait when emergencies strike. Volunteers comprise 90% of the National Red Cross workforce to power its life-saving mission, along with generous blood, platelet, and financial donors, and people trained in skills like first aid and CPR. For more information about the American Red Cross, you can visit redcross.org. Sean Stewart with AAA Kansas reported that the trend from the last few weeks regarding gas prices is continuing as they've started to see those gas prices go up at the pumps. He said both national and state averages have jumped a pretty good amount, being up 7 cents nationally and up 5 cents in Kansas over the past week, and both are up 18 cents over a month ago. Stewart said right now they're seeing some rise in demand for gasoline here domestically, according to the latest reports, and supply has also tightened up a bit. Crude oil prices have gone up recently as well. Right now, it's approaching $80 for West Texas Intermediate crude after it had recently been fluctuating in the mid-70s. And this is generally a time when they normally start seeing demand rise. Because as the weather improves, people head toward spring break, take road trips, and then it's summer vacation time. Stewart added that in addition, summer blend gasoline costs a little more to refine than the winter blend, so that puts a little upward pressure on prices as a switchover happens in the mid to late spring. In Nebraska news, a spokeswoman for Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen said a special session is likely if state senators don't pass significant property tax reform this session, and April 18th is the final day on the calendar for the 60-day session. Laura Strimple, the communications director for the governor, said in a statement that Governor Pillen has been clear in his intent to achieve a 40% reduction in property taxes in his legislative session. The momentum for such a reduction was an outgrowth of the valuation working group, which he convened after the last session. She said a reduction is necessary to ensure Nebraska's competitiveness with other states and Nebraska's continued economic growth. Nebraska has the seventh highest property taxes in the nation, and it's the number one issue that the governor hears about when speaking to Nebraskans. An Orleans man faces drug distribution charges after deputies found numerous drugs inside his vehicle during a traffic stop. 22-year-old Taryn Bantam of Orleans has been charged in Phelps County Court with two counts of possession with intent to distribute, cocaine and psilocybin mushrooms, possession of less than an ounce of marijuana, and speeding 16 to 20 miles per hour. According to the arrest affidavit, at around 6:30 p.m. on Thursday, a Phelps County Sheriff's deputy stopped a vehicle driven by Bantam at Highway 183 and 744 Road north of Holdridge. The deputy said he smelled marijuana coming from the vehicle and conducted a probable cause search. The affidavit said the search found 94 grams of psilocybin mushrooms, 27 grams of cocaine, less than 1 ounce of marijuana, a scale, multiple baggies, and THC products inside the vehicle. On Monday, a judge set Bantam's bond at $50,000, 10% of which would need to be posted for him to be released from jail. His next court date is set for March 13th in Phelps County Court. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, a crack sealing project will begin March 11th on U.S. 183. Crack sealing is a process of cleaning and filling open joints and cracks in the surface with sealant to prevent the entry of moisture and debris. The state maintenance forces will be performing the crack seal from Reference Post 10 to Reference Post 21, Alma to U.S. 183 in the N4 junction. The work is anticipated to take 15 days, and the traffic will be maintained with a pilot car and flaggers. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
People living in Kansas and Missouri may be hearing their local tornado siren sound off early this March due to a statewide drill, and the National Weather Service said this is part of Severe Weather Preparedness Week, which runs from March 4th through the 8th. The drill is to be treated as if there is an active tornado warning throughout the states of Missouri and Kansas. According to the National Weather Service, this test is meant to check everyone's preparedness for real-life threatening severe weather events like tornadoes, flash floods, and damaging winds. Local officials are being encouraged to sound their warning sirens to start their drill, which is currently scheduled for 11 a.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, March 6th. And during the drill, the NOAA's all-hazards weather radio will also be turned on to signal the start of the drill. While participation is not mandatory, the National Weather Service recommends people treat it as if it was the real thing by sheltering in place or talking about sheltering options with family and friends. According to the Kansas Department of Transportation, weather permitting, work on a project will close a portion of U.S. 281 in Russell County, and it's scheduled to begin on Monday, March 18th. The Kansas Department of Transportation will close 11 miles of U.S. 281 north of Russell, starting near Land Road and ending at the West K-18 junction. The project work will include reconstruction of the roadway into a 30-foot paved surface with 3-foot turf shoulders. During construction, motorists will be directed onto a signed detour using K-18, K-232, and I-70, and the work is expected to be completed by the end of the year, conditions permitting. This 11-mile portion is the final part of the delayed T-Works project to rehabilitate and reconstruct the U.S. 281 corridor between Russell and K-18. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Engineer Mitchell Johnson at 785-261-6135. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on February 19th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. An update on the courthouse HVAC system was given to the commission. For several weeks, the courthouse did not have heating on the second floor on the north side, and Schneider Electric was contacted as they were the firm who designed and contracted out the HVAC system. However, Schneider offered little help, sending two techs who stated the system had a faulty compressor and some maintenance issues. Contact was then made with Train HVAC technicians to look at the system for repairs, and Train was able to make the necessary repairs, saying the temperature setting during the extreme cold and insulation panels missing were the reasons for the system being down. No maintenance issues were noted by Train. The commission spoke with Bob about some maintenance and cleaning in the courthouse, and after discussion, it was felt that better communication and establishing a request list would be beneficial. Terry Peterson with Solomon Valley Fire was in to request funding for a brush truck that was recently purchased. Terry stated that if the county had any ARPA funding left, the department would appreciate any help the county could assist with. The commission stated that they will review the outstanding commitments and fund balance and report back. Chairman Beidler called an executive session at 10:05 for a period of 45 minutes for attorney-client privilege that was to include Sheriff Thompson, County Attorney Melissa Schoen, and County Clerk Robert D. Wyatt. The commission returned to regular session at 10:50 a.m. with no action taken as a result of the executive session. Ken Tharman, the USD 212 superintendent, was in to discuss the school's adopted budget, specifically the Supplemental General Fund, as the budget, as approved and published, will leave the district short of funding for the current year. The error took place in the funding numbers when Phillips and Norton County districts were added together. And in order to correct the error, an added tax statement will need to be distributed to each property owner in the USD 212 district. This will require some programming and staff time, which the county agreed to do with the understanding that USD 212 would be responsible for the cost. Donna Lowry with the Norton Chamber of Commerce spoke with the commission about the arrangement of the furniture in the office, and the commission stated that since the furniture is not fastened to the floor, any arrangement of the furniture that works for them is okay with the county. Dallas Goslin with the Norton City County Economic Development shared with the county commission the final plat for the Goslin addition. Olson Engineering prepared the plat, being an addition to the city of Norton with 37 residential lots. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the January 31st, 2024 minutes, with the second from Commissioner Beidler, and the motion passed. And with no further business before the board, the meeting was then adjourned until February 29th. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having corn dog, sweet potato tots, pepper strips, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chili, Frito, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be hot beef sandwich, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there'll be increasing clouds with a high near 55 and a north wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 33 and an east wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming south after midnight. On Wednesday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 64. And on Wednesday night, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m. with increasing clouds and a low around 38. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy with a high near 50. On Friday, a chance of rain showers before 7 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow showers. Should be mostly cloudy Friday with a high near 45. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 52. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 63. And on Monday, sunny with a high near 69. Currently with fair skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 66%. The wind speed is north at 13 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.14. The dew point is 20 degrees. And the current wind chill is 20 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:23.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting a flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/flu.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is excited to announce that we will host our 75th annual meeting at the St. Francis of Assisi Parish Hall in Norton, Kansas on March 18, 2024, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Supper and prizes will be provided to those in attendance. Reservations can be made by calling the office at 785-877-5191 by March 13, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. For the first time in 3 years, Kansas is out of the top 10 as the Jayhawks fell from 7 to 15 in the latest poll, and center Hunter Dickinson says he now sees more possible similarities between Kansas and the Chiefs.
I kind of gained some more confidence today because I was going on Twitter and I saw somebody compare us to the Chiefs. I was going through the comparisons. I think they compared Furphy to Rashid Rice. I will say I'm not the biggest Chiefs fan, Bills Mafia, but they luckily, thankfully, humbly compared me to Mahomes, which I appreciate. But then, like, you know, they just said how they were, you know, they had a little rough stretch during the regular season. And when it came time, when it mattered the most, they were able to pull off, you know, a streak of, I think, 4 wins, maybe 5 wins in a row in the playoffs. And now they're nobody cares about what they did in the regular season. They're Super Bowl champs. And so I saw that today, and that kind of inspired me a little bit.
KU takes on K-State for the final Sunflower Showdown tonight at 8 p.m. on ESPN. KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Hello, this is Rosie the Skunk for Atmos Energy. You might think I make a bad smell. I mean, of course you do. Why wouldn't you? After all, I'm a skunk. But my stinky fragrance is nothing compared to the rotten egg smell of a gas leak, because that could be dangerous. So if you think you smell a leak or encounter other signs such as hearing a hissing or blowing sound or seeing a vapor cloud, blowing dirt or bubbling water, do not smoke, talk on the phone, turn on or off equipment or vehicles, or do anything that could cause a spark. Leave the area immediately. Then call 911 and Atmos Energy. Atmos Energy will send a trained technician to investigate the situation. Take it from a skunk. Gas leaks just plain stink. Seriously, there's no gray area here. When dealing with gas leaks, it's black and white. Yep, that's a little skunk humor there. For more information, visit atmosenergy.com/gas safety.
Are you struggling with healthcare bills? Norton County Hospital is here to help with Epic River Loan Solutions. Applying takes less than 30 minutes and everyone is approved regardless of credit. Break your bill into manageable automatic monthly payments to build your credit. Plus, no penalties for upfront or prepayment. Don't let healthcare costs overwhelm you. Call Kelsey today, 785-874-2220.
Come join the hometown team. Bomgars is hiring to fill team member roles in all positions today. We offer competitive wages, flexible schedules, weekend shift differential, and an employee discount for all employees. We'll be holding interviews and making employment offers on the spot. So stop by your local Bomgars today from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. and come join our team.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
This morning, we have a trough of low pressure lifting northeast across the plains, while a second system is over the eastern Pacific. The cold front continued to slide southeast of us, now extending from the Great Lakes southwest across Missouri into Texas. High pressure was building into Kansas and also western Oklahoma. As the system in the eastern Pacific begins to dig east-southeast, it will move into southern California by late Thursday. High pressure bringing us quiet weather will also slide to the east of us by late tomorrow, allowing temperatures to warm into the 50s and 60s. Rain and thunderstorms possible Wednesday night and Thursday, with a strong cold front moving in on Friday. Today's high will likely be in the upper 40s in northwestern Kansas, partly cloudy upper 50s in the north-central part of the state, and in northeastern Kansas, sunny and cooler with a high in the upper 50s. Southwestern Kansas, partly cloudy and breezy today with a high in the upper 50s. South central Kansas, mostly sunny today with a high in the low 60s. And in southeastern Kansas, variable clouds and cooler today with a high 62. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And as we look at the early calls today, first off, on the livestock side, we of course had a strong trade yesterday. Now, we'll see, normally talk about turnaround Tuesdays that take place in the grain market. We'll see if that is going to be the case today after a box beef trade that continued strong. Choice Select spread is under $10, maybe more towards the cheaper meats as well. Still anticipating higher cash trade this week, potentially $1 to $2 higher. It is a turnaround Tuesday in the grain market. The gains we had yesterday starting to pare back in the overnight trade. Wheat futures currently down 6. Corn futures are down 2. Soybeans are down 5. low volume in the market as well. This is the Kansas Ag Network.